Wednesday morning, 97 on the Hill. Ron Stutz here on the radio. And guess who else is on the radio via telephone this morning? That would be Mr. Kiger. And Freddie has...
Good morning.
I'm assuming you have an incredibly challenging trivia question.
Well, I've got one that's kind of based a little bit on my rearing and a lot of folks who grew up here in North Carolina. So, yeah, I hope so. It's popular products.
Well, I'll probably know the answer to this since I grew up in North Carolina as well.
I think you will. Here we go. What soft drink line was named after a competitor's unusually tall bottles? What soft drink line was named after a competitor's unusually tall bottles?
Wow.
Just think about size, a little bit of a hint, and that will lead you to the name of the soft drink line. If you figure it out, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL for that $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Oh, boy, my mind is going 90 miles an hour right now trying to figure out the answer to that question. Call right now if you know.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Well, Freddie Kiger is back, and he wants to know what soft drink here in North Carolina was named after a competitor because the competitor apparently was a tall drink, right, Freddie?
Yeah, it was a tall bottle. And it was not only in North Carolina, but particularly here in the South. But if you were a North Carolinian, particularly in the rural areas, you definitely knew what this drink was all about. And what was it?
Well, it's knee-high. And I have to admit, I did not know the answer to that question. Freddie just told me what it was. And knee-high grape, knee-high orange,
yep.
Really, really good stuff. And I guess people who grew up outside the South probably didn't know about it.
Well, in 1955, the company changed its name to Royal Crown Company because of the success of its RC Cola brand. But knee-high and all of this that became Royal Crown was founded by Claude A. Hatcher, who was a grocer in Columbus, Georgia, who began bottling originally ginger ale and root beer in 1905. So once again, another Southerner, like Coca-Cola, like Pepsi-Cola, like Chair Wine, like Knee-High and Royal Crown, another Southerner, pharmacist, or grocer comes up with a soft drink, and like Dr. Pepper, that would sweep the nation.
Wow, and you just said Chair Wine. That made me think of one of those. I haven't had one of those in a long time. That would be good.
Good stuff. Yeah, down in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the train, you can go by and see all the Chair Wine signs when you go through town on the way to Charlotte.
All right, Freddie, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy, have a good one.